some way, we're gonna make it. No matter what the test, whatever comes our way, we're gonna make it. With Jesus on
good morning, this is Dr. Hardin, and I'm here this morning to bring you Moments of Inspiration. That's right, Moments of Inspiration. And I want to thank God for you that are tuning in to Moments of Inspiration this morning. And we got a good thing, hopefully, today for you. It's a couple of days before Christmas, and people are shopping. And even though with the pandemic, it's not stopping them from shopping. And I just want to thank God and thank you, Shema, for tuning in with us this morning. And it's just good to see you. Good to see all. I can't see you, but I see your names. And I just want you to know that I appreciate you. Good to see you, Sister Miller. Thank you so much for being with us. And Sister Johnson, and maybe I get all these names here now, but we're coming through. Sister Patricia Chamber, glad you joined us this morning. And we're going to go into prayer. Father, I thank you that you, God, are who you say you are. Thank you, God, that you never fail. Thank you, God, for allowing us to see this day. This is the day, God, that you've made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad to be a part of it. And we pray, Father, for these that are tuning in and those that will tune in later, that they would be inspired, enhanced, and enlightened. And I just want to give you the glory and give you the praise in that name that's above every name, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And thank you, God, for everyone that's going to tune in this morning and those that are already tuned in to Moments of Inspiration. Well, as I was saying before, I want you, and thank you, Sister Harris, I want you to understand that on this Christmas morning at 7 a.m., we will be live streaming. That's right, live streaming right here from Greater Open Door. And so from 7 to about 8:30, we will be on live. And so I just want you all to know, and thank you, Sister Johnson, just want you all to know that I appreciate you. We do in all our services, ever since March, we have the masks, we have the hand sanitizers, we have the distance, no hugging, no kissing. All of those hugs and kissing, save them for a later date when things are better and we can go through those things. But as of now, we have our masks on. Only time we take our masks off is when we're speaking or when the choir is singing. And when the choir finished singing, they put their masks back on. And so that's something that we do. And so we thank God for that. And when we do that, we understand that we are really with that. So this is what God wants us to do. He wants us to know that he is for us and he is with us. And he's with us always. And so today, I'm going to talk, since it's the season, I want to talk about something that you would know. And Della Harris, thank you, that you would know. So what I'm going to talk about is familiar with you. It's in St. Luke chapter 2, verse 6. And we're going to go through verse 6 through probably verse 15. But verse 6 says, "And so it was that while they were there, the day was accomplished that she should be delivered." The day was accomplished that she should be delivered. And then it says, "And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn." There was no room for them in the inn. Now, what I want you to understand that during this time and this pandemic and during this Christmas time, 2 days from Christmas, wherever basic you go in these malls, it's going to be crowded. And that's what they said, avoid crowds. And not, but there's going to be crowding. Wherever you go, the crowd is going to be there. And so when you know the crowds are there, then Sister Sandeya, thank you so much. And Ella Sandeya, thank you. So when we know that the crowd is there and we are out among them, we are putting ourselves in jeopardy. And so don't let your guards down. Don't let your guards down, because there was no room for Jesus in the inn. Now the inn was a place that shepherds would stop off, or people would stop off on their way to get just a bed. And they didn't, and I'm sure they didn't get meals and all that. They just got a bed to stay that night and they was gone. But when Joseph came to Bethlehem, they came there to get to Jerusalem for the censors to take to be counted, so there was taxes. He didn't have to bring Mary. Normally the men didn't bring their wife, but he did, because she was expecting, and he did not want to leave her alone. He didn't want to leave her alone, and this was his first, for her firstborn child. And even though all the conflicts that was going along with that, you know, because they was not married, and thank you, Sister Margaret, they was not married, but all of those conflicts was going along with them, and so he decided to take Mary with him. It was God's purpose. And when he got her there, and when they arrived, then she began to have the birth pain. She fell into labor. And she, now note what this said. This is something that most times we miss, and I had missed it. It said, and she brought forth her firstborn son. Okay, now, here's the thing that I want you to look at that makes this more than just an ordinary birth. And we know it was not ordinary, because a virgin birth is never ordinary, because a virgin shouldn't be given birth. Now, she brought forth, she brought forth her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in swaddling cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. No room in the hotel. So she, that means that appears to be said that Mary brought forth Jesus Christ without a midwife, without anybody helping her. It doesn't say that she had help. She brought forth him, and she wrapped him in strings. She put the strings around him. She laid him in a kettle trough, where they ate out of the trough. That's what the manger were, a trough for feeding the cattle. She did that. Now, can you imagine? I can't imagine, because I'm not a woman, but can you women imagine bringing forth your own child, separating the umbilical cord, and after separating the cord, wrapping him, cleaning him up and wrapping him, and laying him in a manger. My God, that's a lot of work. And thank you so much, Julia. So that's what we have to understand and look at. This was not a game, but this was the real deal. Then in verse 8, it says, now what we'd like to understand there, in writing this is maybe simply, but doing it is another thing. So what I'm going to talk to you about today, since Christmas time, and they got all the lights up and everything flashing everywhere, almost you go, people are designed, sometimes they got lights all over the house, in the house, and on the grass and everywhere. I'm not against that, not fighting that, but here's what I want you to do. You're making room for Christmas, which is they have advertised so much, and they made it so secular that they left Jesus out. Very few of them have anything that mentioned Jesus or see Jesus. They got reindeers that replaced them. They got Santa Claus. They got candy cane. They got bears, snow bears, and all of this stuff, but that replaced Jesus. But what are we doing about it? Now, make room for Jesus. That's what I'm telling you all today. Make room for Jesus. Don't leave him out of Christmas. You cannot say Christmas without saying Christ, because Christ is the reason for the season. So Christmas, Christ, is the reason for the season. So then verse 8 said, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone around and about them, and they were so afraid. They were so afraid. Now, they were so afraid. Why would they be afraid? We would be anybody that see the light. The light was the glory of the angel. That was the glory of the angel, that they saw the light. And anybody that see the light of God, and you've never seen God and never had any experience with that, you would be afraid. It would shake you. If an angel walked in right now, or something walked in, we would think it is a ghost. It shook the disciples on the boat. And so they was afraid. They hadn't seen nothing like that. Now, here's the thing that none of us really know. None of us really know what date, the real date that Jesus was born, we don't know. But what we can be thankful for, at least they acknowledged that Jesus Christ was born. That's right. That's something. They acknowledged that by setting a day aside that to serve him, even though they made merchandise out of it and all of these things. And that's why they're struggling now. They're hurting because this is one of the most profitable time for business in the year. And so if they don't make it now and don't get it now, some of them will go out of business and they're going to lose what they had. So, but what I'm saying, make room for Jesus. Whatever, listen, I'm talking to somebody. Whatever you're doing, make room for Jesus. Don't get Jesus out of Christmas. Now, you may not have the money to get the thing that you want. You may not have sufficient food that you want and all those things. But let me tell you something. Don't forget Jesus. Thank you, Sister Dale. God bless you. Don't forget Jesus. So, and Sister Scott and all you others that are watching, don't forget Jesus. Jesus is the reason for the season. So if you don't get toys, remember, it's not your birthday. It is Jesus' birthday. If you don't get things that you want, and you don't have that ham, and you don't have that baked chicken, and you don't have that gumbo, and you don't have that all of those amenities, don't worry about that. It's not your birthday. It's celebrating him. Make room for Jesus. Now, how do you make room for Jesus? Through thanking God for sending him, through thanking God for everything that he done for you, giving God praise and honor for everything that he have did. And think about Mary. This is Mary. Look, we forget about Mary. Mary was a young girl, probably they said between 16, 17 years old. Some said 14. So Mary was taken away from her parent by Joseph to go to Jerusalem to pay his taxes. Now she's there by herself, bring forth Jesus by herself. Seemed like what the writer was saying. Luke is the author of this, and Luke tells the story, and Luke puts a more publication than any other gospel writer, more than Mark, more than Matthew, and John is synoptic writers, but he's part of the gospel. But Luke wrote it so everybody would understand it. Mary brought forth, gave birth to Jesus. Mary wrapped him in swaddling cloth. Mary was the one that went through the pain. She's the one that did all of these things. Then when the shepherds saw him, they were afraid. They saw the glory and saw the glory through the light. The angel spoke to them. And look what verse 10 said. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. All people. Jesus came to all people. Now, this is what I want you all to understand. So we read the Bible, and I want you to understand this, what we're saying, and you get to know better. The Bible said he came unto his own. He came to his own, and they received him not. And so therefore, he said, he came unto his own, they received him not, and after they didn't receive him, he opened up for everybody. Now, that's the scene, the perception of that scripture, but he came to the Jew, but he says right here, note what it said in verse 9, and lo, the angel of the Lord said unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone about them, and they were so afraid. Watch this, they were so afraid. Verse 10, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings and great joy, which shall be to all people. So Jesus came for all people, not just for the Jews, not just for this one, that one. So that's the thing that we've been saying. When he came to them and then they didn't receive him, that's what this author was saying. When they didn't receive him, that then he opened it up for all of them. But he, from the beginning, when God sent his son into the world, he sent him for all. That's why you are saved. That's why I'm saved. That's why there's an opportunity for a Jew, for anybody, what ethnicity you are, to be saved. It makes no difference where you live at, make no difference from where you came from. It's where you want to go and where God is taking you. And so that's what he did. And so he separated all the family. So Mary, she was separated from her family, and it tells us that many things that she did, and you can see wrapping your own baby and swaddling cloth, hurting, all of these things she went through. Why? Because she made room for Jesus. She made room for Jesus in a young age. She wasn't ashamed when they told her, said Mary, said this thing that if you come, that's coming to shadow, going to overshadow you, which is the Holy Spirit. Don't be ashamed. Now the shepherd came, and they came and they saw it, and the shepherd was doubting at first, but then when they saw this and they was working, and here's the other thing that they put in this, they said it may not have been in December that Jesus was born. And we don't know. I'm not here to argue these points. All I know that he was born, and I'm so glad he was born. But they said that the shepherds could not have been sleeping out in the snow to watch the sheep. They didn't do that. But I don't know. I'm not here to dispute that. All I know is that he was born, and the glory of the Lord appeared and shined round and about him. And the shepherds, my God, they got a bad rap for being shepherds. Now think about this. God used unethical people to announce him. That's right. He uses unethical people to announce him. The shepherds had such a bad profile because what they would do, the shepherd would do, and here's what they would do. They would get their sheep mixed up with other folks' sheep, and the sheep know their master's voice and the way they would call them. But these shepherds were so smart that they mixed their sheep with other sheep, and then they say they are mine instead of thine. And they did that. They did this all the time, taking poor people's sheep and shepherds. And so the shepherd didn't have enough credence to be able to testify in court. They wouldn't just know their shepherd. Don't believe them. They're lying. Now that's what they could have said about Jesus. But these shepherds had such joy and such praise that they left their sheep. No, that was a big mark right there. They left their sheep to go tell them about another lamb. And they how did they find this lamb? All they had to do, God gave them direction. If you want to find him now, God gives you direction. He tells you if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ would die, he was the Lord's son, and he died and he rose on the third day, and you asked him to come into your heart to save you. That's direction how to get to Jesus. Well, they had the direction. They had a star, and all they had to do was follow the star. And when they followed the star led them to Jesus. Now, let me tell you something. A lot of times the star that people are following now, it don't lead them to Jesus. When they say, oh, he's a star, she's a star, they're looking for somebody, a celebrity. But let me tell you something. Could you imagine that these shepherd followed a star and end up in a stable and saw Jesus in a trough? My God, they followed a star and end up in a stable. And have you ever thought that you're going to follow a star and not go to Hollywood and start telling somebody got a big name, a prestige and all of that stuff? Well, Jesus' name was a big name, but they just didn't know it. It was such a joy to the shepherd. And so they announced the birth of the Savior. And not a political, it was nothing politicized about that. It was a Savior. We don't need another advisor or reformer, another committee for to announce Jesus. No, we don't need that. What we need is just the word of God. Now, when he said that he was the Savior, my God, put some emphasis on that word Savior. Because if you know what that word Savior means, as a noun, it means deliverer. It means a preserver. It means one that's saved from danger or from destruction, a bringing into a state of prosperity and happiness. All of these things, Jesus came and he saved us, and that's preserved us. And not only did he preserve us, he saved us from danger. The many times you've been in danger, and I've been in danger, but the Savior saved me from the danger. And not only did he save me from the danger, he saved me from destruction. The devil comes to destroy and kill, but I've come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. So he came to save us from destruction. He even saves us from ourselves, and then from destruction, and from the state of, and brings us to the state of prosperity. Let me tell you something. If you would take this Savior that you get, this is the best gift that has ever been given to man, and that's Jesus Christ. That's the best gift that's ever been given to man, the best gift we ever want to receive. You can't receive a better gift than receiving Christ in your heart. Now, when he comes in your heart, he not only comes in to destroy destruction, he's one of them that saves us from our guilt and gives us power over sin. We have power over sin. This is the best gift. So let me tell you something. Make room for Jesus in your heart. Make room for Jesus and stop trying to make room for everything else. Maybe you're going to put your Christmas tree up and you still won't say, I got to get something else under here. I got to get something else on top of it. I got to put another light on. I got to put another candle on. I got to hang another candle. But make room for Jesus. Do the same thing about in your heart. Say, I want to get more joy. I want more joy. I want more understanding. I want God to do some more things. Thank you, Brother Irvin. And I just want you all to understand that these are things that people are leaving out. They are leaving out Jesus. And you got to understand that if God be for you, who can be against you? So he saves us from all of those things. And so he said he came to save the world. And so in saving us, this is what he do for us. That's right. That's what he do for us. And thank you, Sister Brenda. God bless you. This is what he do for us. And so when we look at this, then while the king and the presidents and the prime ministers may be able to give peace from the wars, they give peace from wars, and they may be able to give peace from on the land and on the sea, but they are unable to give peace from passion and grief. And this is what God gives. He gives us passion from grief. My God, your heart could be hurt. Now, the king can't help your heart. The president can't help your heart from grieving. The president of the United States can't do nothing about your grief. The president of the United States can't do nothing about your sorrow. He can't, they don't even, the thing that they're talking about, this stimulus plan, that won't stop your sorrow. But God in your heart, Jesus in your heart, he came that we may live and that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. And so while the king and the president and prime ministers can maybe able to give a few things that they can help us here and there, but they can't bring, they're unable to give peace from passion, greed, and envy. They cannot give peace on the outward man. They can't do it. And so that's where Jesus comes. So that's why a lot of the companies don't like to say Merry Christmas. They said X Christmas. They X Christ out and just talk about the mask. No, when you X Christ out, you X me out. I'm not going to spend a dime with a sign that I see when you got X Christmas. No, it's Merry Christmas. Happy Christ Day. That's what it's saying. Happy Christ Day. And so God loved to put his glory in unlikely places like the manor. No, if he'd been born in a castle, they said, well, he's not no king. He's not Jesus Christ. Simply because he was born in a mansion. He got all of this, and how is somebody going to bow down to him? But he did this. He liked to put himself in a place where they said, how can he be king and he didn't have a mansion? How can he be king and he didn't have a crown? He didn't come from a royal family. And that was another thing that you look at. He didn't come from a royal family. Jesus came through some of the worst folks that we would say. He came through two people that one was prostitute. And what was her name? I'll give it. She came Tamara. She came through because she went with Judah, played the prostitute, and went with Judah. Then there was Rahab, the prostitute. She saved the men from Israel from from Rahab. Put those men up and kept them from being killed when they went searched out the line. Then Esther, Ruth, and all of these people. Then Jacob. Then Abraham. All of these people. So he came through a many mixture of people. What he's doing seemed like to me that Biden is trying to do a little sample of that right now. And what is that? He said, putting in his cabinet, said, I want the folks in the United States to look like the folks of the United States and not just look one color and just look one certain segment. There's more than that in the United States. And a lot of times the people would think that in the United States that they're just one power. But the only power that matters more than any power, yeah, we have the Supreme Court, you have the president, you have Congress, you have the senator, you have the governor, and all of those people, they have power. You have the police officer, the farmer, they have some authority, but all power comes from God. All power. There is no power that don't come from God. Even the men that was abusing Jesus, and they said to them, do you feel this? And call on him that have your power. And Jesus told them, you couldn't even slap me. You couldn't even be talking to me if it wasn't for God giving you the power to do it. Thank you, Sister Phillip, and for God giving you the power for doing what you're doing. And so what you got to understand, there is no other power that is greater than the power of Jesus Christ. And so let's make room for him in our heart. Now, let's sing the song that have meaning to him. Now, I'm not fighting this. It's okay. It's the season. But jingle bells don't mean nothing to God. It don't mean nothing to God. No, jingle bell don't mean nothing to God. But what we not done, silent night, it means something. Oh, holy God means something. And deck the hall with bells of holly don't mean anything. But they're just good song for this season. But if you realize what God have done for you, if you realize how far God have brought you, if you realize that during this time, the worst time, and they said even getting stronger of this pandemic, and God is yet keeping you sound and in your mind, you need to make more room for him. That this is what I've learned, that every year, and you're going to find it did this year, and the coming next year, you're going to hear some new. This is a new product. This is new washing powder, new tie. This is new cheer, and this is new Purex, and they got this, and you on the line, and you see that they're giving all of these new things. Well, don't worry about these things, and what you do, you get some new joy. Get some new anointing. Get a fresh anointing. So God, anoint me again. God, open doors for me again. God, make ways for me. And as this virus grows stronger, God, let me get stronger in my faith. Build up my faith. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so you start building yourself up more and more in the word of God, making room for Jesus. Jesus, I want to be more and more like you. I want to be more and more like you. I want to look like you. I want to operate like you. I want to think like you. I want your mind. And this is a good time to do this. Instead of making New Year resolution, make some New Year's confession. Confess that this is a day that the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Confess that I'm the head and I'm not the tail. Confess that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. Confess that I'm the child of God, and God is going to take care of me. That make a new confession. They stop making New Year's resolution. And you break it the next 2-3 days after that. No. You said, well, I'm going to lose some weight, and I'm going to do that. Lose some weight, but then you gain it back. Whatever. But make something that if you stay with Jesus, let me tell you something. If you make Jesus and you confess to Jesus, Jesus will help you bring it to pass. That's right. He'll help you to bring it to pass. So what you want to do, you want a Jesus. You want to package Jesus' glory, the glory of God. Get a package of that. Instead of getting all the candy, all the apples, all the oranges, all the eggnog, and mix it and spice it with stuff. Get a package of Jesus. And Jesus come with a package. They that believe on me shall never perish. That's the package that I want. I want that package that don't perish. I want that package that take me through. I want that package that you are my child. And my God, how much more rather would I rather do for you than I do for anybody. Get that package. He packaged up together. He, him, God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is one package. Don't give me a part of one. Don't take out there. I want the whole package. Thank you, Jesus Christ. I want the whole packet. And if you out there want that whole packet, then you ought to say, praise God, I'm making my resolution right now. I'm making a confession that I'm more than a conqueror. I'm making a profession that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. This is going to be the best year going out that I ever had. But I am confessing right now that my best days are in front of me, and all of my bad days are behind me. And I may have a few more bad days, but my good days going to outweigh my bad days. God bless my God. I feel happy now myself. So this is what we got to understand, that the King of Kings did not have on a crown. The King of Kings did not have on a robe. No, he didn't have on a robe. Even when they crucified him, they put him on a robe. He didn't have a robe on. But they didn't have the royal robe on. They put him on one. They did that to cry to belittle him, but they didn't know that they were, every time they thought they was belittling him, they were just giving him another push, just pushing him a little further, just making him known a little bit more. That's doing that. That's all they did. And let me tell you something, when people are lying on you and talking about you and putting your name out there, if they keep putting your name out there, that's free advertising. And the people know the truth. And so they know that they're lying. So now this is free advertising that you're getting. So let them go ahead and lie on you. Just stay with God. Just stay with God. Best be sure that they're lying and not telling the truth. And if they're telling the truth, repent and move forward. Move forward. And this is the day that God has made, and I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. Now, they didn't know. Here's the thing. Think about this. These wise men, I'm coming to a close. These wise men, when they saw the angel and they saw the star, they didn't hesitate to follow the star. Well, let me tell you something. Jesus is our star, and you shouldn't hesitate to follow the star. Follow that star until it give you more joy. Follow the star until you get what you want from him. Follow the star even after you get what you want. My God, even after you get what you want, Sister John. Follow the star, Sabrina. Don't let anybody tell you that you got to stand still. They follow the star. It don't even tell you how far they had to go to find it. But whatever it takes, I want to follow the star. The real star is God. My God, right now they're looking at the collapse and the coming together of these two planets, and they stand the lights and so forth, and it'll be so long, and they attack telescopes and all this stuff trying to look at them. Well, I see them on television, but I'm not going to put myself in some type of burden trying to look at those stars, because I know who made all the stars. I know who made the moon. I know who made the planets. I know who made me. I know where my joy come from. I know where my peace come from, and I know it don't come from the moon. I know it don't come from the star, and it don't come from the S-U-N, but it comes from the S-O-N. And I know where all my peace come from, S-O-N. And he shined in our life. And I mean, you, once this, he's shining our life, make room for him to shine more. When the devil tried to put darkness there where you couldn't see him, the Bible said that God shined out of the light. He shined out of darkness. He can't. When the devil said, I'm going to darken the minds of those that so they can't see him. And Jesus said, well, when you darken their mind, I'm going to shine through their mind, because I'm God and I can do what I desire to do. Sister Smith, he can do it. And I just want you all to know, all of you, I know I didn't call all your name. I can't call all your name. But every one of you, there's a blessing waiting on you. Every one of you need to start confessing that this day, thank you, God, this is the day that you made, and I'm going to rejoice in this day, because I don't know what tomorrow, and I'm not going to worry about tomorrow. I'm going to let tomorrow take care of itself. But when I wake up in the morning, then I'm going to praise you just like I'm praising you today. I'm going to praise him, and I'm going to give you glory, and I'm going to give you strength. I'm going to keep praising you, and I'm going to rejoice in you. And my New Year resolution is I want more and more of Jesus. I want more of his knowledge, more of his wisdom, more of his understanding, more of his spirit, my God, and I'm going to do what I need to do. I'm going to read the Bible. As one man said, I'm going to read myself full, pray myself hot, and turn myself aloof, and let you use me like you never used me before. That men, women, boys, and girls will be saved, will be brought to you. Folk will be healed. Folk will be, the devil will be cast out of the mind. I want to see peace, not the type of peace that this world offers, but you can have peace in the midst of the storm, regardless, in the hurricane, in the fire, in the tornado, and all of these things. Earthquake, we still can have peace. And God, we thank you in advance for the peace that you're going to give us. The peace, oh God, that passes all understanding. And so I'm making room for Jesus. God, you have room in my heart. You have room, God, to give me more anointed. You have room, God, to break down stony heart. You have room, God. I want more room. All these things in me. If you find the old folks used to say, if you find anything in me that shouldn't be, then take it out. And God, perfect me. Take it out and perfect me. And so they didn't hesitate to follow the star. Let us not hesitate to tell somebody about the good news of Jesus. Let's not hesitate to tell them to make room for Jesus. Let's not hesitate to tell them that if God be for you, he more than the whole world against you. Let's not hesitate to tell that man, that woman, that boy, that girl that don't think they're going to make it, crying about what they don't have, going into food bank. Don't tell them, don't hesitate to tell them God will make a way for you. Don't hesitate to tell them, don't be ashamed. Don't hesitate to tell them to lift up your head. Lift up your head in this sanctuary, and the King of glory will come in. And who is that King of glory? The Lord of hope, the Lord strong in battle, the Lord mighty in battle, the Lord that never lost a battle, the Lord that's always in time, the Lord that never failed, the Lord that is our all in all, the Lord that faileth not, he is my God. He's going to make a way for you, and lift up your head and make room for Jesus. Tell him about your mountain. Tell him about the mountain in your life. The shepherd found him, but they have not only found a king that was born a savior, but they found that his name was Jesus Christ, the savior of the world, the joy of the world. Jesus have come, the peace of the world. He has come, the goodwill of the world. He's come, the savior of the world. He's come because he wanted to be our Lord. He come without a crown, and he is our king. He's the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. He's the blessed one. He's the healer. He's the way maker. He is our help. He's the present help in a time of trouble. He's the one that you can call on at midnight, and he won't tell you, why did you wake me up? He's the one that you can call on early in the morning. He said, why are you disturbing me? Oh my God. Listen. Make room for Jesus. Make room for him, and don't allow the enemy to keep bogging you down with what you don't have. Just take a minute and give God some praise just for what you do have. The pains that he lifted you from, the pains in your body. He's kept you from COVID. If you got it, he's delivered you from it. My God, and don't worry about it. Just say, God, I'm in your hand. I'm your child. I'm making room for you in my heart. I'm going to make some more time for prayer. I'm going to make up some more time for Bible Bible reading, Bible study, some things that I've been ignoring. God, I'm going to make room for you. God bless you and thank you so much. You all have been such a great listener today. I pray that you post this to someone that need it. Maybe you didn't need it, but there's somebody that need this. They need a word, they need a look, and they need a touch, and they just need somebody to tell them to make room for Jesus. Get the word. The more room you make for Jesus, the more of the stress and emotion will go out. More depression goes out. The more room that you make for Jesus in your heart, all of these things will start pushing out. And you'll find, Eric, that you'll find that God is doing things for you and going to do things for you and all of you that you never thought he was going to do. And I'm getting ready to pray a blessing that God is going to open doors for you even during this year. Your miracles have not all been taken up. No, they're not, Vanessa. God got some blessing that he's going to bless us in this year. That's right. He's going to bless us. And my God, I'm going to pray and ask God, I know that the number is not up for whom you're going to call home, but God, don't let it be us. Don't let it be us. We got some more things we got to do, Deborah, and that's what we're going to be hanging in there doing. And so we want to do those things. Father, in the name of Jesus, I magnify and I praise you, and I thank you, God, that you're still in the saving business and that we're still moving and going and telling the good news that Jesus Christ have come. We're not wasting time. We're telling the whole world that Jesus have come. We're telling them, Father, that if they believe that Jesus died and was buried and on the third day you rose again, that they want that Christ to come into their heart, that Jesus to come into their heart and save them from this untold generation, that you would do it. And God, I know you would do it, and I thank you for doing it, God. In the name of Jesus, I praise you for doing it. And now, God, they are saved if they pray that prayer and their name is written in the book. And my God, they can come to the throne with grace and get, God, mercy and justice from that. And I pray, God, these that are watching, that a breakthrough go through in their family. Open the door for them. Make a way for them. God, meet every need spiritually and naturally, God. Heal bodies. Mend up, God, bad relationship. In the name of Jesus, that man, that woman, that boy, that family. Oh, God, I pray that you would bless them now. And doors are open for them and ways are made. And I give you the glory and praise, God, for what you're going to do and what you've already done. Man, you, God, is going to bless you. Woman, you're blessed. Child, you're blessed. You may not have tongues, but make room in your heart for God, and you are blessed. And I thank God for you. Listen, if you want to plant a seed in this ministry, and this has been a blessing to you, and you passed it on to somebody else, that's planting a seed. And if you want to plant a seed of finance, you can simply go to Giverfy, or you can go to PushPay, and all of those are available for you. Or you can mail it in. That's right, you can mail it to 135 West Victoria Street, here in the city of Long Beach, California. And if you mail it in, or either put it on Giverfy or PushPay, you can make a note and say, Moments of Inspiration. We are planning on next year's expanding. That's right, expanding. We got people now in different countries, but this is Greater Open Door Worldwide Ministry. And there are people all over the world that need a look, they need a touch, they need a word. And so plant the seed. I never tell anybody and ask you, if you're a member of the church, to send your tithes to Greater Open Door. I don't do that, because your tithes should go where your membership is. But you can plant a seed. Now, if you don't have a church home, I would gladly be your virtual pastor until you find one, and you can send your tithes. And your tithes is a tenth of your income, what God have blessed you with. And I pray that God bless with you yours. I pray that you have one of the most joyful and merry and blessed Christmas that you ever had, and that God will continue to open up doors for you, and that you will be a blessing not only to yourself, but be a blessing to others. And that, God, stay in the race and allow God to do the things that he want to do for you and your family. And my God, on Christmas morning, at 7 a.m., we will be here from 7 to 8:30, streaming live on New Year's Watch Me tonight, 10 o'clock. And on Sunday, this coming Sunday after Christmas, 8 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. God bless you. Have a blessed day, and may God's best be yours. Have a blessed day. God bless you.